Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is back. We are here to look at the things that we can stream, looking at the small screen this week in particular. Susie, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Kat. Thanks for having me. I think we've got some good things that you can watch. We can settle down and relax.
We do have some great things. Let's turn our attention, first of all, to a very quirky looking show from Sky Show called The White Lotus, filmed on a beach.
The White Lotus is a 6-episode miniseries which follows the lives of staff and guests at a Hawaiian resort over the course of a week. So while we were all in quarantine, Kat, wishing we were beachside or at a fancy resort, writer and director Mike White was actually writing the script for this TV show about wealthy people, their holidays, and the people who serve them. We see a mum and dad with their teen daughter and the friend she brings along with her to keep her company. We got a highly strung and overall older woman who brings the ashes of her mother with her. We've got the newlyweds on their honeymoon who get an unwelcome visitor in the groom's mother, plus an insight into the people who help the resort run, the masseuse, the hotel manager, and the staff who perform nightly for the hotel guests.
You know, I have worked as one of these people. Like, I worked for Club Med years ago, so I have done all of this on the hotel side. And like you just said, the guests who perform nightly for the hotel guests, like literally we did that. We did dance shows and stuff. So I cannot wait actually to watch this one. But you have already seen most of it.
That's correct. It was released weekly and most of the episodes are available right now. So I have been watching this one and it is hilarious and it is funny and it is definitely worth a watch.
This snippet of the trailer that I've chosen particularly follows the honeymooning couple. You might think it would be romantic, but wait for it.
The goal is to disappear behind our masks as pleasant, interchangeable helpers. It's tropical kabuki.
Aloha.
A happy to be here.
We're on our honeymoon.
You're such valued guests. Welcome to the White Lotus.
Surprise!
Mom!
Am I interrupting? I know it's only your honeymoon. Oh my God, look at her face.
Rachel, you were such a beautiful bride, but also very pale. But now you have a little more color and it looks great.
Thanks.
You know what? With that music, it's got a touch of the Wes Anderson vibe about it.
Definitely. It's one of those dark comedies. It's not exactly, a sitcom. But it has that satire and that humor to keep you on your toes.
It's not Wes Anderson, though. It's Mike White.
Yeah, so Mike White was asked to make this TV series in a way that maybe it wouldn't have been a way that we would have made TV series pre-corona times. He was asked to make it on a budget in a single location. And because he had a holiday home in the area, Mike thought that Hawaii would be an awesome place to film. And he set about writing The White Lotus with the intention of filming the whole thing within the confines of a resort, the Four Seasons to be exact. The cast all came, they all quarantined at the hotel, and while the actors were enjoying themselves on days off, swimming in the pool, in the ocean, they really didn't actually have much downtime. They started filming at 3:30 in the morning and then they would continue into the night. And that was all because of budgetary restraints.
Yeah, let's get it done quickly.
Yeah.
Yet it's not too bad quarantining in a hotel in Hawaii. I wouldn't have minded so much if I was quarantining in 2020 in a hotel in Hawaii, I think.
Yeah, so because of the tight budget, many of the actors really did this show as a passion project because the pay wasn't really that great. However, there are some big names in it. Connie Britton, for instance, she just wanted to work again with Mike White and she loved the script. Steve Zahn is in it, Jennifer Coolidge. So some really good names, but they were doing it for the love of it.
It does look funny. It does make me chuckle. Let's move on and have a look at something you can see on Amazon Prime. This one is a sci-fi. I'm going to say sci-fi. It's 7 stories called Solos.
Yes, it's kind of like a futuristic sci-fi TV show. This miniseries shows us 7 different, completely unique character-driven stories with each character setting off on a thrilling adventure with an uncertain future. So what they will discover is that even in their most isolated moments, we're all connected through the human experience. Even our most mundane moments can have a connection with somebody else.
This is really uniquely shot. Again, I mean, going back to The White Lotus, they had to make a show. They made a mini series, and they had COVID restrictions to bear in mind as they were putting this together. This, again, is another show. I think you can tell from the title, Solos, that it's going to be where lots of very, very famous and impressive actors now film separately. So again, this has absolutely been made and created with COVID restrictions in mind.
Absolutely. So like I said, we've got those seven different and unique characters. The cast is really an award-winning cast, with three of the eight being Oscar winners. We've got Freeman, Hathaway, and Helen Mirren in it. So we've got Stuart, who's a patient in an Alzheimer's facility who steals memories. We've got Leah, a scientist trying to attempt time travel. Tom is an angry businessman. Peg is an older lady who feels unseen, so she joins a space program. Sasha has lived in her smart home alone for 20 years. Jenny is a woman who is in a waiting room and has no idea why. Neera is a pregnant woman who gives birth during a storm. And Otto is an NHS worker who steals a cure for Alzheimer's.
Oh, interesting. And like you say, some incredible names in there. We've got Morgan Freeman, Anne Hathaway, Helen Mirren. We've also got Uzo Aduba. We've got Anthony Mackie, Constance Wu, Dan Stevens, Nicole Barry. I mean, honestly, that cast is just incredible.
Anthony Mackie, he starred in various Avengers movies as well as Oscar winners like Million Dollar Baby, The Hurt Locker, and The Hate U Give. And Constance Wu's big film was Crazy Rich Asians, and she gets a lot of praise for her role as Jenny in this show, with some critics citing her role as the best of the bunch. And Uzo Aduba was Crazy Eyes in Orange is the New Black, probably the most memorable character from the whole series.
And talking about Uzo's role as well, I love this role for her. It's so different as well. Now, I think she must have been picking her next role very, very carefully to avoid any kind of typecasting. And she's, well, it's not necessarily her next role after Orange is the New Black, but she must really be picking those roles to make sure that she doesn't end up playing that same character. And in this one, she plays the character that has been living in her smart home alone for 20, 25 years. And she's been in isolation in her home because of, a global pandemic, something that some of us might find relatable, but apart from the 25 years bit, because that sounds terrifying. But this show really has touched upon a lot of the issues that we have been dealing with over the last 18 months and more now, including this feeling of being alone. And here's what Morgan Freeman has to say about that. This is a little snippet from the trailer.
In feeling alone, we are somehow all together.
I am alone.
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 Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I feel like Morgan Freeman has just narrated the last year and a bit of my life. Yeah. So thanks. That's great. It's lovely to have. Right. That one's called Solos. That's available on Amazon Prime now. Also, we looked at The White Lotus from Sky Show. Susie, thanks so much for taking us through some things that we can stream.
Enjoy the small screen, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.